yeah.
Alright.
Sit up.
Fire again.
Keep firing, assholes.
Round two.
Point.
Crap. Oh. 15?
Yes.
Plus you got 15. It.
Yeah, okay.
Motherfucker.
D6 plus 4. Go.
6. So.
10?
Yes.
10. Mm-hmm. And, once again.
It bloofs.
It bloofs.
Bloof.
All right.
XP.
I'm gonna scream at the ceiling. In victory.
Yay!
Victory roar, huh?
And okay. You've got like potion, and you're like, and you dunk it on your head.
Yes.
Each of you get 100 XP.
Wow!
800 now.
How many do we need to level up?
I don't remember.
1,000?
I think it's actually quite a bit.
Well,
let me see. Right. 5e level advancement. Let me see what the.
We could technically leave whenever we want from the house.
Mm-hmm. We're certainly allowed to.
Let's see. For third level, you need 900 XP.
We gotta find something else for 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100
one
points
more thing
away.
To kill.
Okay. Well, you could wander around the library. Night is falling.
Ooh, that may be too many shadows.
Let's maybe get back to our room ASAP.
Yeah.
Where we might be safe, relatively.
Or we could get some Yasha greens and get some gold from that lady.
So, y'all leave the library for now.
Oh, wait, do we all have our advantages?
Well, Honor has her Arcana advantage, you have your Chocobo advantage.
And perception. And
mm-hmm. Chance has his perception advantage.
Yep.
Okay, good. We're all statted up.
And you move through the hallways. Once again, most doors are nondescript. You pass a couple that draw your attention. There's a stone door that's interesting.
Cool.
It's carved with repeating mandalas.
Yeah. I want to check it out. Can I, like, knock on the door?
Well, it's stone. It's like, you know, it's very thick. The carving is quite fine.
I guess I couldn't, like, trace it with my hand. It wouldn't do anything. Is there, like, a doorknob or anything? Or?
No, but when you lean against it, you can feel it move a little bit.
I'm gonna open it. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, you push this door open, and what you see inside is the courtyard of an ancient monastery.
Oh.
There's clouds sort of moving among the walls and columns, and the air here feels very thin.
Oh.
Wherever you're at, you feel like you're probably high up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see anybody around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very quiet and peaceful place.
Mm-hmm. It's both interesting and disturbing. Because it's like in that silence, it's like the ringing hurts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I keep forgetting about your tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, as you think that, you realize that here, your tinnitus is gone.
Oh, bye, temper.
That's good.
New home.
Bye. Coop.
These structures, though they're old beyond your ability to judge, are in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
They're covered by dust and plant life, but don't seem to have any real signs of wear and tear. There's all sorts of murals and text carved on the walls in some sort of visual and verbal code.
Oh, wow. Probably something I can't read. But I wish there's a way to, like, take note and see if I could study it later, like back at the library. So, like, paper or like chalk rubbings could do? I don't know.
Does your like adventurer pack or explorer's pack that you started the game with, did any of that come with charcoal?
Can you tell me what that is again so I can write it down?
I'm like a dungeoneer's pack.
Yeah, that may or may not have it. Let me, where was the best place to find that? It might have been actually in the book. Let me grab the book real fast.
I'm fine. I would like stay in this area for long. I know we need to go back look for chocobos.
Mm-hmm.
I am ready for the chocobo seeking. I'm still trying to find like chicken cheese. There are some strange chickens that I like never knew existed.
Oh, I know.
Okay, here we go.
I have Dungeoneer's pack.
Oh, okay. Let's see, it was backpack, crowbar, hammer, pitons, torches, tinderbox, 10 days of rations, and a water skin, and 50 feet of hempen rope.
Should I write this down?
Now, your torches might have some charcoal that you could create a rubbing with.
I can wait, and when we get back to our room, I'll, like,
You can also request the merchant and see if he sells things like paper and charcoal. Well, you exit the room, and slowly Temperance feels her tinnitus come back. But it's not immediate, and it does feel better for a while, even after leaving the room.
That is amazing. Amazing.
This is going to be your daily room.
Yeah. Actually,
your hangout.
Really good for her to burn off some steam.
Again, you pass the blue door room.
Did we ever check that room out?
You never checked the room
out. We skipped it for getting the key and all that.
I'm going to come back to that too.
And after a while of wandering around, you find the door with the vine handle.
Yay. Yes.
And opening it reveals that it's evening in this area that you saw before, although there's no... there's not necessarily a reason why the time should match up. Mm. Maybe they just do this time.
That's nice.
I guess I know I need to go find some Gyashal greens.
Well, you
based on your studies.
You step out into the rocky highlands and hike down a hill. Once again, you see the large creatures kind of moving around in the distance. And you hear their call. You know, which is just sort of a loud droning sound. They appear to be herbivores.
Okay.
That's
reasonable.
There's some forested area kind of off to the, to your right. You don't know what the direction is at this point. Tell you what, roll me a survival check. And
yep.
Based upon Imo's description of Gizzle Greens.
Can I do a nature check?
Six.
Is there a nature skill?
Yeah, I have
two in it.
So plus.
Is that knowledge, nature, or?
It's just nature.
It's called nature.
There's arcana, history, 11. Investigation, nature, intelligence.
Okay,
if you're
so.
In survival, I've got 11.
Okay. Give me a nature check.
That's a little better. Bitch.
I rolled a 19.
Okay. Well, Imo roots around and. Identifies some Gizzle Greens based on the book that he read earlier.
Yay! Do we try them?
He chomps on one, and,
do I like it a lot like Steiner, or do I find it, ill?
Oh, that's right.
Steiner like the pickles.
Yeah, Steiner like the pickles.
He liked coffee, too. That was his favorite part.
Well, they're pretty bitter, and,
goodness. Really, Jude?
And they have like a thick, oily texture.
Mm. Get your roughage on. Mm.
They're not awful, but they are very they're strongly bitter, and they kind of have a, you know, if you eat something strong, it kind of burns your nose just a little bit.
So they're kind of like wasabi.
A little bit. They're not quite that, you know, intense.
Yeah.
And not that flavorful. Like I said, they're kind of bitter.
I like but red onions.
It's like if you calm down wasabi and put it on romaine lettuce.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe something like that. So you can see how it could be an acquired taste, and it could probably be used in certain dishes effectively.
I'm bringing a handful of it for Luigi.
Luigi.
I'm sorry. Chances got stuck on that.
Rubbing off on you. Now Imo sweet. Is also a bad boy.
He didn't mean to be.
Welcome to the club.
Bougie.
How does Imo feel about his new bad attitude?
Mm-hmm. He feels large and in charge.
He has to go out and get a leather jacket.
Oh, God.
That's the best.
And a pair of sunglasses, some Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
He's got to get a pair of cheap sunglasses.
Yeah.
He's not there yet. He's not there at the Ray-Bans yet.
No way. Cheap sunglasses are where it's at. Ain't you here listening to ZZ Top?
No. I'm proud of him.
Okay.
I want to grab a handful, too. I'm going to give Imo a good pat on the back for finding yeah. something.
Good job. Good job.
Are we, like, in the fiction you've created? Are we in the Final Fantasy world or just Chocobo Land?
You're more or less in some of the areas in Final Fantasy 15.
All right.
But maybe the characters like we know and love aren't born yet.
They're just not there. They haven't passed through.
Okay.
Let's go back to dinner.
No, quit! Quit!
Oh, you want to try to catch one?
Yeah, quit!
Alright. Yeah, Imo just runs out into the growing darkness going, quit! Everything's just running going, away from him.
What the fuck are you doing?
I attract the biggest, buffest chocobo.
Well, he needed to
it's
ride
just
it.
The, yeah, I know. Fat chocobo.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, I was like, I gotta write fat chocobo.
Let's see.
He just lounges around. Queer.
Queer.
He looks like a Snorlax. Queer.
He does. In game. There's a fat chocobo.
Oh.
He doesn't like have feathers in 3. He's hideous, and they're playing like a version of the chocobo theme, but it's nasty and distorted. And I hate it.
Well, you don't attract any chocobos tonight.
Oh,
they're all sleepy.
They're all in the coop.
They're all just stables, a bunch of sleepy peepees.
Yeah.
No chocobo.
Imagine a chocobo coop. That'd be huge.
Yeah. Oh, they had them.
It's like a weird
it would be more like a horse stable.
No. They had them in 6. They were like horse stables.
Yeah, I know, but I just think it'd be funny.
We should
kept
boot
in
up.
The coop.
After this, we should boot up Final Fantasy
in
15
a warehouse
and show them
size.
The
show them the chocobos.
It was. Okay. Yeah, the chocobo park.
I'll show y'all the chocobo park.
Sweet.
So you know what it looks like.
Yeah. Because this is the best, like, the ideal of all chocobos.
Okay,
we'll come back with the
things. Yeah, you don't manage to attract any tonight.
They're sleepy.
Later. So, we run to dinner waving these around, shouting quit. Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, you, let's see.
I want to ride my chocobo all day.
Alrighty.
So it's dinner.
It's dinner.
It's dinner.
When you walk in, once again, Luhi is at the table. Gaj is there again.
You guys.
And
stuff.
I have like a mushy pile of greens in my fist.
Luhi looks interested.
Drop them in front of her. Like the business card thing.
I like slam them down on the table.
She's like, well, this is interesting. Where'd you get this? What are they called?
Greens. Because they're green.
Ever heard?
I like it. I'm mansplaining this. Because they're green.
So she kind of sniffs at them. She says, is there a traditional way to prepare them?
You feed them to big birds.
She has a sort of a...
Can I roll a thing like
like a persuasion check?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Or a performance.
What are you performing? Are you pantomiming?
Maybe like a cooking show performance.
But they're not being cooked.
Persuasion.
Persuasion. I'm persuading
you that you've been studying these all day, and
yeah.
I'm really proud of him, and he's doing a good job.
Yeah. Okay.
So
Temperance is just standing back there, pat and I.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm nodding in the back.
So what is her helping me give?
Advantage. So you may roll again and take the better roll.
Is Chance gonna give me an advantage too?
Yes.
It was literally a 1-point difference. I have a 14.
What if I give her?
You can't gain advantage more than once.
Fine.
It is what it is.
That's lame.
Can I try to persuade?
Just one more.
Can I, like, I ate one today or something?
Well, what did you roll total?
14.
14. Well.
It's decent.
She's not totally convinced, but she goes ahead and, takes a nibble off of one of them. She's like, they're kind of bitter.
But it's new, right?
She says, but I don't think I've ever had it before.
Yeah.
Perfect.
She says, very well. You have earned your reward.
Yeah. Woo! My reward is friendship.
No, it isn't. Seriously, like, what have you got?
Go to Zorka and be like, yo, make just a random something jewel amazing. Pocket, something.
Yeah. We saved enough for him.
Okay. And,
on an earring missing its mate, I'll take it.
give the money to this one.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to ask Zorka how he make this food. I want to, like, watch him make food.
Make a pickle.
Well, she hands over, she hands over 500 gold.
All right.
For that.
Thank you for sending Felicity to colleague.
Colleague.
Colic.
To colic?
It's a colleague. It's Undertale.
We present our beautiful baby chicky. We ask her, can we ask her, like, how fresh she's ever had an egg?
Yeah, I was going to ask that, too.
Yeah, we wanted to, before we talked to her, we wanted to impress her with the freshest egg, because we thought she was going to be, like, a side quest to, like, find her the best food, and all we could think was, like, the freshest egg in the world.
See, there I would chicken. Do performance, because I would put Felicity on the table and be like,
yes.
Ta-da! And then she just makes one right there, and I'm like,
Yeah, and you just eat it straight for 1 HP,
shell and all.
Like yes. Just like whatever food he makes her, she just like cracks it open and puts it there.
Oh my gosh, we need. Oh, what is it? Egg tamago, and it's like hot spring egg. You like sit. You sit your egg in the soup, the hot soup, and it's like a hot spring for your egg, and it cooks the egg slightly inside.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so we do that. We show her the egg in a bath, and it's hot soup.
The whole time there's just a lot of gestures and like
Ooh. And we even put like a tiny towel on the egg so it looks like it's like hot spring bathing.
God, it's got like steam rising up.
The freshest egg. Can we ask her what the freshest egg she's ever had is? Have you ever had it this fresh?
She says yes.
But not by this healthy a chicken. It's like a wild chicken.
She says, I appreciate the effort, but I'm not interested in things that I've had before.
Have you ever eaten a fist?
A knuckle sandwich?
Yeah!
You, like, literally have two pieces of bread around your hand.
What are you? It's just idiots.
No! And you're like,
Yeah.
And she's like, here you go, 500 gold.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You like the taste of your own teeth?
Mm-hmm.
You better swallow your pride.
Yeah.
We're not saying this. We are not saying this.
Okay.
Really?
We're thinking.
No, I said the knuckle sandwich thing. Y'all just stopped me.
Yeah.
They're just two hands. It's like, what was he going to say? Nothing.
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 Shh. He's tired.
You've had it. He's
got a severe case of Tourette's.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for the gold.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gaj greets you.
Hi, Gaj.
Says, you guys look very tired.
Yeah.
You must have had a busy day.
We were punching stuff all day long.
I almost died.
That one almost lost their arm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm healthy.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're a growing
healthy
great.
Boy. Yeah, I'm hungry.
Well, she pulls a pack off of her belt. And opens it up and pulls out what looks sort of like some kind of wafer or something. And she pops one in her mouth and then she says, here, would you like one?
Is it like vanilla flavors?
Well, it's just like a long sort of thin...
Oh, what are those things? Nikos?
Yeah. Like
they're nasty. But...
With chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla flavors.
But this doesn't have any of that. It looks more like... some sort of bread treat or something.
Well, I could go for a bread treat.
Is it boy?
Well,
no,
as you reach for it, the kitchen door bangs open and Zorka comes out and he says, come now, Gaj, you'll ruin their appetite. And Gaj gives him kind of a weird look, but she puts the wafers away and Zorka serves dinner.
Can I ask him if he wants some gizzle greens to, like, make into treats?
He kind of rubs his chin a little bit, and he says, I think I know the right dish for those. And he takes them and puts them in the kitchen.
Neat.
Sweet.
Awesome. What's for dinner?
Oh, well, there's, roast duck and...
some wine.
Yeah, there's some wine, and there's some fresh bread.
Excellent.
And dipping sauce. Mm-hmm. There's a variety of vegetables.
Oh.
Skip.
Like dominoes came through. Oh wait.
Politely just throw them on the floor.
Pizza is now a vegetable, though.
And there's
that's for real. That's real.
I don't know.
There's sort of a strange pudding that you can't really identify. It has a pungent smell.
Duck liver. Liver pate. No, that's goose liver.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try it.
Chance is all over it. Chance used to blackmail nobles. He's used to the finer things.
It's very savory. And salty. It has a smooth texture. It's quite good.
It's cat food.
It's cat food.
Ew. But nothing ever in our life has tasted as good as this.
When you ask him what it is, he tells you, but it's in some language you have no understanding of. Each time you ask him to repeat it, it just comes out the same. So you're not certain if...
He would slow down and say
one
it
one more time, slowly.
He says, "The name of this particular dish may only be said in its native tongue."
Good. Okay.
Give me a perception check.
Oh, you have an advantage on perception.
Yes, I do. Thank goodness. Crap.
God. 7.
Yes, 18. Thank God.
18. Well, that was actually the DC I set in my head.
Oh, thank God.
You just notice that Luhi takes the pudding and puts it into a little vial and corks it and places it in a robe.
Oh, I got a 7, so I think she's taking a midnight snack.
But yeah, it's just something you notice.
Yeah.
Now, I asked for a perception because it's not, you know, it's not like you're like watching the other
guy. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought the perception was to like understand what she was doing.
No, it was just to notice that.
Okay. You have bottles.
I do.
You have a collection of bottles.
Yeah, I should try that too then. Is there a way I can like sneak it?
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't really seem like she snuck it necessarily.
It's just we're too busy eating.
It's just everyone else was eating, and you just noticed that she didn't eat her pudding out of the bowl.
She saved it
for later.
I'm gonna.
And it was just weird. Yeah. You know, you're like, that's kind of odd.
I'm gonna do that then. I got just a collection of empty bottles. I know, but you can tell me.
Yeah, so. I kick you under the table.
Also, I mean, you have whatever your common heal potion was in.
Yeah, well, yeah. You actually still have the bottle your heal potion was in.
So that has a cork.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, it was like high tech and had like a plastic cap or something.
What would you call it? Like savory soup?
I call it savory soup.
Unpronounceable.
Savory alien soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's aliens.
It's chest bursters.
Yeah, everyone's going to have a fun night tonight at the dinner
table. Take a Tums.
Do the John Hurt thing. So, after dinner, y'all are pretty darn tired.
Mm-hmm.
The group breaks up, goes to their separate ways. Zorka bids you good night. And you guys return to your room to have a rest. Give yourselves 100 XP for solving the puzzles of the day and the encounters.
So now we're at 900!
Mm-hmm.
We reveled up.
And you will revel up.
Oh boy, I'm going to put my HP back.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
So what do we get for leveling up?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I get more bits.
We get more HP.
I would like to actually put yours off until next time, the level up.
I respect that.
Because I have to think about it, if you don't mind.
No.
Now, you two are both leveling in your same class for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you will actually become an arcane trickster at third level. Zia, as a fighter
all nighter.
The fighter blighter. Oh, you were going to become a battle master.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was.
Because battle master could buff their allies.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe we can go ahead and try to level you two up.
Mm-hmm.